It's Full Metal Jackie bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week on the show with us. This week, we've got Protest the Hero singer, Rody Walker. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing very well, Jackie. Very well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for being on the show. The latest record from Protest the Hero is called Palimpsest. And prior to this record, your voice was severely debilitated. How did the uncertainty of recovery ultimately change your mindset as a vocalist?
Yeah, it was weird. You know, like at some point I gave up. I went out and I got my Smart Serve, which in Ontario where I'm from is like you need this like government card to tend bar. And I went, I'm gonna just tend bar. And I gave up. But you know, like after a minute of consideration and deep thought, I thought, you know, this is my life. This is the only thing I know how to do. I better figure out how to do it again. So it was a long time. It was about 2 years of work after that and getting myself back into shape and getting this record recorded and out. So I'm very happy to be in the place where I am right now. I'm glad I'm not back behind a bar serving whiskey to people, especially right now.
Protest the Hero's Rody Walker with us. The latest record from the band is called Palimpsest. Here's a song from it, The Canary, on Full Metal Jackie Radio. It's Full Metal Jackie. Protest the Hero singer Rody Walker is with us on the show. And we're talking about the latest record from Protest the Hero. It's called Palimpsest. And Palimpsest comes several years after last releasing new music. What changes in terms of a creative process when there's a prolonged time between releases?
Well, I mean, one of the primary changes is member changes for us. Now, our drummer, Michael Arati, was not with us on our last full-length record. We had Chris Adler do the drums for that, and we had written it with our old drummer and partially without a drummer at all. So having Michael come in to a full-length record and... you know, he was actually one of the principal writers within the band of the instrumental music. So to have him be one of the principal writers and not having ever written with this band before certainly created, to my ear, a vast difference. sorry, just realized what I said. But I can hear the difference very much. But I also think he kind of, I don't want to use the term appropriated, but he has been playing with us for so long. He knows the kind of thing we like doing, and he likes doing it as well. So it doesn't differ from what we are and what we have been so much, but I think it adds a different personality to it.
Rody Walker of Protest the Hero with us. We're talking about the latest record from the band. It's called Palimpsest. Still to come, music from Iron Maiden, Anthrax, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week coming up later on in the show. Up next, we'll be hearing from Jamie Josta of Hatebreed for Josta's weekly pick from the pit. And of course, more with Rody. It's Full Metal Jackie. Rody Walker of Protest the Hero is my guest on the show this week. Minutia could be the word that best describes the process of making Palimpsest. Why was that attention to detail essential and detrimental to the end result?
Well, I mean, with anything we do, it's incredibly intricate, but doesn't always sound intricate. And that often comes down to banalities and minutiae. it's a very time-taking process, and it's just, like, annoying, I think, for anyone else that had to do this. They would realize, like, I don't know, sometimes you got cousins, and I'm sure it's for you, that, like, build houses and stuff like that, and they look at you like your job isn't a job because it's art. But I think if they had to sit there and go through and sift through the minutiae, they might realize that it is very similar to every other job, you know? And it's not all just rock and roll and whiskey shots.
Rody Walker of Protest the Hero with us. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. New music from While She Sleeps and Gojira. More with Rody after this. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Protest the Hero singer Rhodey Walker on the show with us this week. And again, we're talking about the latest record from the band. It's called Palimpsest. And lyrically, Palimpsest is a very poignant view of America at an extremely pivotal time in history. Being Canadian, what compelled you to reflect on the perception of American greatness?
You know, it's really kind of interesting because the lyrics were written almost 3 years ago. So to have them be so relevant, first of all, is really peculiar. But I think anyone with 2 feet in a heartbeat could have told you that things were going to spiral out of control. But, you know, the United States is like the predominant country on our news cycle anyways, particularly in Canada. And I know there are some European fans that are going, what do we care? But ultimately, with a major power like the United States seemingly spiraling out of control, it's on everyone's mind. You know, I know like there would certainly be a lot of American citizens of a certain persuasion that would listen to that record and go, what's it of your business? But it's the world's business, right? A lot of it is the treatment of people. A lot of it is our economies rely on your economy. And to have individuals tanking it for personal gain is just abhorrent.
Protest the Hero singer Rhodey Walker with us. The latest record from Protest the Hero is Palimpsest. Coming up, a new tune from Gojira. We'll hear from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. And more with Rhodey. It's Full Metal Jackie, Rhodey Walker of Protest the Hero, on the show with us this week. And Protest the Hero has been very adept at utilizing new and non-traditional methods of funding and distributing music. How is that experience benefiting you in terms of staying functional throughout a pandemic?
Yeah, it's been beneficial. Like, this record was released through our guitarist's tablature company that has learned, like, he has learned through the experiences of crowdsourcing and stuff like that, how to properly produce materials and distribute them. So, if anything, it's benefited us most in that his company has become a fulfillment company. So we are sort of working from the inside out as opposed to the outside out. The pandemic didn't really affect us that much, you know, because this is what we were planning on doing anyways. I think touring was going to be fairly scaled back regardless based on our increasing age and trepidation and anxieties. But, you know, I don't think the pandemic has had that dramatic of an impact on our business, as strange as that is to say.
Protest the Hero's new record, Palimpsest, is out now. Rhodey, thank you so much for being a guest on the show, and hope you're staying safe out there during this ridiculously insane time we're all living through.
Well, thank you very much for having me, first of all, and secondly, I hope the same for yourself. I'm on an island right now, so you don't have to worry about me. I'm in, like, northeastern Ontario, just sitting on a very private island. It's cold as hell, but there's no corona here.
That's good. You're lucky.
No, there are corona. There's several cases of corona, I should say, but,
that's the good corona.
Several cases of COVID-19.
All right. Well, glad to hear it, and thanks again for taking the time.
Cool. Thank you, Jackie. Very nice talking to you.
And stick around, because we've got more metal on the way.